CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, we should put the paper down and listen to me. Why have you suddenly started reading at the breakfast table again, dear?
To take my mind off the fact that I'm eating toast without butter and drinking coffee without cream and sugar.
If you'd stop talking so much about the fact that we're on a diet and trying to take off a few pounds, you'd enjoy what you do eat a lot more.
I don't enjoy anything I eat these days. Never realized before that everything I like is fattening, apparently.
Forget our diet now and make a note to pick up some paint for Betsy's new playhouse on your way home this afternoon.
Betsy's new playhouse? What's that?
Oh,
this is the first time I've heard of any new playhouse. What do you mean?
Well, I guess you were reading the paper last night when we talked about it.
Huh?
I asked you about it, and you said, fine, fine, sure, sure.
I remember that. Yeah, you mean the doghouse.
Well, Brownie never goes into it.
Well, it's
never. Just never. If we drag him in, he just rushes out again. He doesn't even go in there when it rains.
Yeah, that's great. When I think of what it costs to have that thing trucked over here.
Well, the point is, since the dog doesn't want it, Betsy may as well have it. It'll be a lovely playhouse, dear. It's 14 by 7, and I thought if we ripped off the old wallpaper, you know, and then just painted right over the walls, and Betsy wants a turquoise color, which would be bright and colorful, you know,
lovely. Why put money and work into a rickety old packing case that I just... All right. I'll stop by the paint store on my way home.
Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Frito corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Frito corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Frito corn chips.
If you haven't packed a picnic this season, give the family a treat. Next time you shop, see the handy Frito's picnic checklist in your store and pack a picnic. And pack plenty of Fritos. They're made to munch with picnic food, so crisp and light, they make everything taste better.
Oh, this painting is going to be fun.
Well, I will be if I get the cover off this can of paint.
Well, put it down on the floor beside me. I'll take it off when I get through thinning the white paint. And look, take that old card table out of here anyhow, will you? It takes up too much room.
Well, I brought it down here to the place purposely so you could keep the pan of paint on it. With your bad back, I don't think you should be bending down to the floor to dip the roller in every 2 minutes.
Can I use the roller, too?
Yes, dear, yes. You and Daddy can do the walls, and I'll trim the two little windows with a brush. Bobby? Bobby?
What?
Well, no. Don't tease the doggy, dear. Now, when he brings the ball back, you throw it again for him, dear. Yes, doggy.
This white paint's thicker than I thought.
Maybe you should have bought some new white paint, too.
No, I don't want to put any more money than necessary into this ramshackle eyesore, which is exactly what it is.
Well, when we get it painted, it'll look nice, won't it, Betsy?
Yeah, on the inside, the outside still looks exactly what it is, a packing case that was made into a doghouse. You know, every time I look at the thing, think of the trucking bill I got for having that thing trucked over here. Should have had him do what I wanted to then. Have him take it right out to the city dump.
And what would I have said to Ann's sister, who was nice enough to give it to us? You always get mad at them, but they did tell us, dear, it was an old packing case they'd made into a doghouse for their St. Bernard.
They did not tell us it was 14 by 7 feet and was falling apart.
I know.
It would be wonderful for a playhouse, Daddy. And maybe we can paint it on the outside, too. Then it'll look nice.
Well, I cannot get this can of turquoise paint open.
Well, honey, no wonder the way you go about it. Here, I'll do it, I'll do it. Look, you get down there and keep stirring this white paint.
When they all finish, I'm going to pretend I'm married, and it's my house, and Bobby's my little boy. And then you and Mommy can come and call on me, and I'll serve tea and cookies and everything.
I bet you'll get a lot of fun out of having a playhouse, Daddy.
Oh, I guess so. Boy, you're not kidding. This cover is tight.
Yeah, this paint is thick, too. I don't need more thinner, I think.
Yeah, wait a minute. It's coming. It's coming. Close your mouth. Close your eyes. Oh, golly, it's all over your head. Where's the cloth? For the love of my... Didn't you bring any cloth? All right, now stop your wailing, will you? Go up to the house and get some old cloths. Hurry up.
Give me something. I can't see.
Take it easy. I'm taking off my shirt. Just a second now.
Hold still.
Not to hear. Let me wipe off your face with my shirt. Hold still, will you? Keep your hands down now. You're just getting more of it all over you. Now keep your mouth closed and your eyes closed. Let me wipe off as much as I can.
Gotta
be quiet, will you? I can't understand you, so just stop. The cover flew off the can of paint and the hand slipped out of my hands and fell on the table and just poured and splashed all over. Darling, I can't understand you, so you might just as well. Betsy, will you hurry up with those claws? Oh, good heavens, what a mess you are. Look, keep your eyes closed, honey. I'll lead you up toward the house. Now, Bobby, you get back. Get out of the way.
Mommy.
This is Mommy.
This is
your Mommy, for Pete's sake. You're just covered with blue paint. Oh, Gary, what a mess, honey. Look, I think you're going to have to cut off your hair.
Oh, our hair?
Yeah, or maybe just shave your head.
Daddy, oh, my poor
mommy.
What do you mean?
Look, don't scare the children. Can't you see they're scared already?
Scare the children? What do you mean? Shave my head.
This is Mommy, darling. Well, I've wiped off as much as I can so you're recognizable and Bobby isn't terrified anymore, but I cannot put turpentine or paint remover on your head, darling. I mean, it's too strong. It would burn.
But Mommy can't go around with bright blue hair for the rest of her life.
Will you please get the turpentine?
No, I will not. I called the paint store, but Mr. Rogers was busy. He's going to call back, the man said. Now, just take it easy. We're doing the best we can. Look, I don't want you to have to shave your head any more than you do, but...
Look. If you don't stop using expressions like that.
Oh, sweetheart, look, you'd better face the fact that you've got half a gallon of turquoise blue paint matted into your hair.
Oh.
I mean, if you could see yourself, it's one big, sticky, gooey mess. Now, look, honey, Mary Martin cut her hair off when she played in South Pacific, and she looked as cute
well,
as...
Well, I am not Mary Martin playing in South Pacific.
Well, you could try.
And she may have looked cute, but I can assure you it is not my style. And I would not be cute going around for a year with a crow cut.
All right. There, I'll get it. Now, calm down. Maybe that's the paint store man calling back. Now, take it easy, will you, honey? Hello?
Give me another cloth, Betsy.
Mr. Rogers?
Look in the cupboard under the...
Yes. Paper. Yes, please. Yes. That's right. Turquoise. Yeah, all over her head. Yes.
Yeah,
in the hair and on the hair. All
face.
Over. On her face and her eyes and mouth.
Yes?
Never mind. You understand. You do? Yes. That'll be fine. I'll be right down to pick it up. Thank you. He's got something. Stop worrying. He's got something there. It's greasy, he says, but it'll take the paint out.
I'm sorry to spend the night washing my hair. Thank heavens, but I'm sorry. I feel so... I've been so frantic and cross.
Mommy, pretty.
You like Mommy's bright blue hair?
Yes.
She likes it, honey. Your son likes it. You better leave it this way.
Oh, yes. You get going and hurry up, will you?
We'll go to the paint store, Daddy. Get more turquoise paint.
More?
Well, aren't we going to pay my playhouse today? We'll promise.
Boy, isn't that typical? No matter what happens to that age, they got one-track minds. All right, darling, all right. We'll paint the playhouse
today. Daddy
will
paint the playhouse.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. That's why it's interesting to see just what it is that's made Ex-Lax such a popular laxative with many doctors and millions of people over the years. Ex-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. And Ex-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
Remember, chocolated Ex-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently. Overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin, thank you.